93.9 WKYS. Britt is here. She's got a look at the news. Britt, what's going on?
A building was blown to bits in the 1600 block of Isherwood Northeast late last night, leaving one dead. DC fire investigators are saying it's possible a natural gas leak contributed to the explosion. A body had been seen in the home, but it's not recovered yet because of dangerous conditions. A teacher at McLean School in Potomac is charged with making illicit videos of a foreign exchange student who was staying at his home. 39-year-old Darian Tucker was arrested after the 18-year-old woman told police that he slid an iPad under the bathroom door while she was showering. Also, police have identified the woman who was found murdered inside a College Park hotel room. 24-year-old Katina Cortez of New York was found late Tuesday suffering from a gunshot wound at the Ramada Inn in Baltimore Ave. Police are trying to determine why she was in the D.C. area. High school seniors, think twice before that senior prank. 12 teens were charged with vandalism and trespassing at Verena High School in Virginia. The vandalism caused over $1,000 worth of damages. In other news, D.C. residents will get to elect the city's attorney general after all. The city's highest court yesterday threw out a ruling by the council that would have delayed any election until 2018. A D.C. principal at Wilson High School came out to his students at their second annual Gay Pride Day assembly. Principal Pete Calhoun received an applause from students, staff, and D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray. If you're a first-class flyer on a coach budget, you're in luck. This summer, airlines in U.S. are offering discounted first-class tickets to destinations like Dallas, Orlando, Miami, and Tampa, plus the Midwest. I'm Brittany at your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to News1.com.